Right now, though, big controversy here at the radio station.
Big. Now, I'm going to tell this from my point of view, because I don't need the other kid who's going to be on the line with us here in a minute telling his side of the story, because it's much more intriguing, I believe, from my own point of view. But yesterday was a fairly long day for me and the family, because we got back from Denver on Sunday night pretty late, and it was a really, really long, full 4 or 5 day weekend, and I'm really tired. So I didn't get much sleep on Sunday night, and so I knew yesterday that I was going to go to bed early, that I was going to take care of whatever I had to do, kid-wise, dog-wise, and just get in bed. So, rough. Yes, Mike Dog. So I did that. So about 10:45, I crawled into bed, and as I told Danny today in our meeting, I fell asleep. I fell asleep like a dog. I mean, it took probably 30 seconds rough for me to just be sacked out completely.
You didn't even smoke out or anything, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't even smoke out.
Lovemaking?
No, we decided to skip our daily lovemaking, Mike.
We'll have to do it twice today.
Have to double
today.
Up tonight, mm-hmm. Yeah, which, gosh, that happens a lot, too. I'm so virile. So, 12:30 or so rolls around, and I am out like a light. Just imagine, you know, being super tired in your second full hour of sleep in the night. It's just primo curled up. The house is cold sleep time. And all of a sudden, I don't hear this, but I hear my wife go, "Your phone's ringing." And my phone's in
a phone is ringing.
My phone's in the bathroom.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. Oh, my phone's in the bathroom. Okay, so.
Hello?
And I didn't hear it ringing, and I was like, what? She's like, yeah, it's ringing. Well, then it stopped ringing, and I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm not going to go check who's calling right now. Well, she's like, you know what? That could be an emergency. You know, why would anybody be calling? Because, you know, typically you would say, well, why didn't you turn your phone off? Well, my phone doesn't ring past 11:30 at night. Someone may send me a text.
Well, that's all the more reason to go look at it if it does.
Mm-hmm. Right. Someone may send me a text or something like that, but I have the thing on silent, so I don't even know. Nobody calls me that late because everybody knows that I got little kids. And
that's prime sexting time.
Yeah, it is, Mike. Someone may be sexting.
I will wear you out.
But I don't want to get up who it is. Well, I didn't have to because the phone started ringing again instantly. Instantly.
Oh, the phone is ringing.
And I'm like, what the hell, man?
So at this point, you're probably a little concerned.
Very concerned. So I wake up, my wife wakes up, lights turn on in the bedroom, and we're like, what is going on? And I'm still really, really groggy, you know, and I'm walking around the bedroom like, where is my phone? She's like, it's in the bathroom. So I walk in there, look at the phone, and the phone number is the station phone number, the generic station phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? Who's calling me from the station?
Mm-hmm.
So I pick it up, and it's TC. And I'm, he goes, Corby, it's TC. Now, we're going to play this here in a second. And he proceeds to do a bit, and I kind of sniff it out. I'm, again, really tired at this point. So I hang up the phone, and I'm really pissed that he called me. I'm really mad that he woke me up. I'm really mad that he woke my wife up, who's really not that in tune with ticket bits at 1 a.m.,
right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'm pretty cool with whatever that goes down when it comes to me personally.
Because you've dished it out over
You're
the years.
You're damn right. I can handle anything. You want to, you know, you do whatever you want to me. But at that point in the evening, knowing that I have to answer to that human who I sleep next to, who then is wide
that
awake.
Slut that I married.
Stop it.
That's a different thing you who like to call her.
Who then is wide awake. I'm wide awake, and we're just like, well, what was that all about? Interesting, huh?
You can't explain it.
No, you can't explain that away.
Yet I bet you were being asked to, weren't you?
Yeah, she's like, what was that? I'm like, he was doing a bit. She's like, really?
What's a bit?
Right now, he's doing a bit that would wake us up.
Mm-hmm.
So guess who's up till 4 in the morning? Us.
Perfect time for sex.
Yeah.
Come on,
us.
Man.
So With that backdrop.
Did you at least pose that as an option? So as long as we're up, you want to see it?
You want to see it.
I mean, really, it's not like there was anything better to do.
There really wasn't. But I opted for...
Did you lift up your nightie?
I opted for my silk nightie. I opted for going to the kitchen, grabbing some goldfish, and sitting at the computer. So now joining us is the man in question, T.C. Fleming.
I'm shocked you made it into work today with all the trials and tribulations you seem to be facing.
Do I need the smarminess out of your little ass right now?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I feel for you with that terrible situation you went through.
I know.
All right, TC, you don't have to hold the breath. I can say that.
No. You don't want to say that.
All right, hand me that.
All right, so you get a voicemail this morning, right?
Yeah, I get a voicemail.
Now listen, okay, listen how cocky TC's being right now.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, how smug.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe you made it into work today with all the lack of sleep that you got last night.
Looks like, oh, man, I mean, wow. Gee whiz, Mr. Radio, whatever, whatevs. So here,
the baton death march he just described.
Shut up. So here's TC calling me this morning.
Yeah, listen to this 180.
Yeah, Mr. Oh, baton death march. Ho, ho, ho. Go Irish.
All right, stand by for this. You can fade him down.
Hey, man. Fernando just came in during the, when we were doing the show, and, said that you were on the phone and you're pissed about something. I just wanted to make sure that it was all good. I didn't get exactly what the details of it were, and I mean it wasn't something he was talking with us a lot about. He just kind of mentioned that it was going on without giving specifics. So I really appreciate you playing along, and I just wanted to check in see if there's anything. What was up or whatever. So, I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll see you later. Bye.
So there's old Shake Voice on the verge of tears.
Yeah, Mr. Baton Death March.
So I just wanted to...
So TC called... TC was... He was doing Gordon's job this morning. He had to do a bit, and so he decided to call five of us. Me, Ty, Sean Bass, Dave Lane, and Mike Saroy.
At 1 in the morning.
Yeah, at 1 in the morning, and record us doing that. And that was his bit. That was going to be his bit.
Yeah, this is the bit that I like to call the equivalent of running up to somebody when they're not looking, punching them directly in the balls, running away saying, I pranked you.
Yeah, I mean, look.
This is the cheapest, lamest prank ever.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And did you ever think for a second, now I understand if you're calling those other guys... And Dave Lane aside, too, because Dave Lane has a kid. And Dave Lane responded the way I should have responded. But did you ever think for a second, again, TC, if you want to prank me...
By the way, Dave Lane hates him, so...
Oh, he does?
Yeah, okay. Let me just give you a little backstory.
If you wanted to prank me, man, you are more than welcome to do whatever. But at, you know, 1 in the morning involving the other people that live in my house...
And the fact that he starts off the conversation with... I've got an emergency.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the phone going, who the hell is calling me? What's going on at work right now?
And the first thing you wrote is like, what do you need, man? I'm here for you. What do you need? That is so boy that cried wolf.
Yeah, did it ever occur to you that anything like that might be happening at the household?
Dude, you're making this sound like I did something absolutely atrocious. You're awake for 5 minutes.
TC, are you kidding me? Okay, I know that you haven't been in many relationships in your life, maybe ever in your life, but do you understand? Well, I mean, you turn one girl lesbian, so that we'll start with that one. But essentially, when you call someone at that hour who is married, mind you,
with two little ones,
two little bitty kids, does that ever cross your mind? Ever?
That what? That you would wake up? Yeah, that's why.
That you would wake somebody else up. What do you think? I sleep with my cell phone in my butt and I just have some internal alarm that goes off and no one else hears it?
And then she would roll back over and go to sleep.
That's not the way things work in life, TC. It's not like, oh, that TC.
He's so silly. Let's go back to sleep.
What a charlatan he is.
That's not because they were woken up for 2 minutes.
That's not the way life works, you idiot. I know that. I look, You're in your ravioli world. You may be able to do that because you're in some pasta-induced coma, but I live in a real world here, okay?
Yes, I have the amazing ability to fall back asleep.
Yeah, and you know what? There are a lot of people that can't. Ask this guy to my right. Mike, how would you handle that? You think you would be just like, oh, TC, and then go right back to sleep?
I imagine I would. I don't see why not.
Oh, no. Okay. Here we go.
Here's Mr. Opposite.
Here we go.
No, TC, I was up for 3 hours, and you woke my wife up, and if you would have woken up my kids, I swear to God I would have driven to the station, and I would have killed you. I would have killed you, okay? But in the meantime, I just have to fight through all this crap for a bad bit. Now, I don't even understand the bit, to be honest with you. I don't even get it. I mean, the only thing that made it funny was the fact that people played along with it. You know?
That was funny when people were like, I don't know what you want from me, but... Okay, do you have any ideas?
Yeah. So what are we starting out here with?
Mike Soroy.
Okay, so here's Mike Soroy.
Here is the one that made me really want to do this. Here's the call to Soroy, which I have to say took like, I rang his phone 6 or 7 times.
Oh, no.
Hey, Patty.
Hello?
Hey, Mike, it's an emergency.
What's up?
Pause it there.
Hey, so
dude,
sorry.
Dude, now you're going to get... It's an emergency. You rang his phone 6 or 7 times,
And
then you answer with, it's an emergency. Immediately. This is another reason why you can't go back to sleep, because you're on edge. Because if you hear that phone ring over and over, you're like... Dude, someone is dying.
There's no creativity here. That's the thing that bothers me. This is so jackass.
It is.
It's so youthful and not thought out and so cheap that it's just like, hey, let's call people late at night, tell them it's an emergency. Hey, your mom's dead. You know, there's no thought behind this.
No, there's not.
I mean, I respect the fact that you're trying to prank people, but this is just too easy. This is the lowest hanging fruit out there.
Right.
Go ahead. Continue.
I just... Fernando just told me I got to think up an 840 bet. I don't have any ideas.
Are you doing it tomorrow?
Yeah.
840 bet. All right.
You weren't asleep or anything, were you?
No, I was laying in bed, but no, I wasn't asleep. It was more just I wouldn't have answered, but...
Why not, man?
I was just laying in bed. I was going to bed. I don't know. What, you got any ideas? Any leads?
Any leads?
No, just
that's why he's calling
call
you.
Try and get him out of bed and ask him what I should do.
Oh, now I know what you're doing.
That was my only.
You bastard!
What?
All right. Good luck to you.
Cool. See
you. Yep.
you're calling to
so
wake.
He's caught on.
Calling here to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
The most high-profile person that I thought would take it well enough that I wouldn't be fired. Here is me calling Corby.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey, Corby?
Yo?
Hey, it's me, TC. I have an emergency.
What's up, man?
Okay, right there.
See, everybody's concerned because they care about you.
Yeah, like I'm like, yellow? You know, like wondering who it is, and then I hear it's an emergency. And then you hear me immediately go, what's up, man?
Yeah, you
like,
snap out of
because,
it. I'm ready
to go. You know what,
go.
TC, at the heart of it all, I like you. I really like you, you little bastard. But I'm like, okay, now I'm on edge. You know, now I'm like, okay, let's. What's going on? How can I help you? What do I need to do to help you right now?
Yeah, you basically just proved that you have 5 really good friends up here that used to care about you.
Right. So here's the emergency.
What's up, man?
Fernando told me I got to do the 840 bit tomorrow, and I can't think of anything.
Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally out of ideas. I didn't wake you up, did I?
Yes.
I mean, do you have anything?
Okay, so...
Do you have anything?
At this point, I'm like, I am still... Obviously, you
so
can hear
sleepy.
Me. So incredibly tired. I have nothing to offer. My head is spinning. My wife's looking at me like, what's going on? What's the deal? What is everything okay? Because I go, it's work.
Mm-hmm.
Work is calling me. Someone is at work wondering, 1 in the morning, calling over and over. Go ahead.
Yes.
Mommy, do you have anything?
Not off the top of my head, TC.
You just like anything you got stored up.
Stored up?
don't. Like, man, I'm trying to think. You really have to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I really don't know.
I mean, come on. It depends on it, you know?
It depends.
Are you recording this right now, TC?
Yeah. I told you, I gotta do the 840 bit.
So you're recording me?
Yeah.
God. And I defend you at every turn.
I'm calling my whole Rolodex.
Idiot.
I defend you at every turn.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway,
I take up for him.
I'm sitting here with my wife staring at me, so.
Okay, you can stop it there. So I hang up there. Yeah, so you wake everybody up. And
I want to hear Davies.
It's all funny. Davies is very, very short.
Good, let's hear how this should have been handled by everyone.
Hello.
Hey, David, it's TC. I got an emergency.
Well, what's up?
Fernando told me I got to do the 840 bit tomorrow, and I can't think of anything.
Yes!
I love him.
That was genius on his part. Now, here's what you don't know, or you may know this by now, TC, but I had turned the tables completely against you because at 7 o'clock, after my three-hour power nap that I had, I started piecing everything together and figuring out exactly what went down last night. I got the names from Jeremy Moran, who went and asked you who you would call because he needed that information for whatever reason. You offered them up that it was Saroy, Ty Walker, Sean Bass, Dave Lane, myself. Called all these people. Ty, what time did I call you? It was early.
It was like 8:15.
And what we had done was, and now you did not record this on our computer system up at work. You put this on your own computer. I was going to blow out every single recorded conversation that you had. That was my plan.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found out that it was on your own little gay computer. And so I went to plan B. And so we had each one of the five of us record a message to you, which was going to be played in place of your bit. This was going to be completely whenever you said, okay, here's what's going to happen when, here's what happened last night when I called Corby. Here's what was going to happen.
Listen, TC, you old lesbian, don't ever call my house again at 12:30 at night. And this is what happens when you try to mess with a freaking host, with a freaking family at 12:30 in the morning, you little D-wad. Nice idea, loser.
Kiddo.
So you were going to reverse the whip.
Yeah, that was going to be played, and then you would have been like, well, and then I have it right here on my computer. Can you please pop this up? And we were just going to say, Jared was going to say, no, it's not working. Sorry.
Yeah.
And we were going to play all five of them. Here's Ty's.
All right, are you kidding me, you little turd? You call me three straight times, and you call me for this? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
But Fernando, at the last second, said, no, we're not doing that. There's no comedy in that, in reversing the whip, because I'm the bastion of comedy around here.
So how'd that conversation end with Fernando?
I told him he was an effing idiot and hung up the phone.
Boy, I wish we had that.
Boy, I do too.
So anyway.
Way to make friends, TC.
Yeah. I mean.
Hey, man, I'm really sorry your plan got foiled.
Well, yeah. Look, and just understand that, you know, in the future, revenge is a bitch. You know that, right?
Sure, man.
Yeah, sure, man. Sure. And there's five people right now.
Yeah.
Five of us. And it's not going to be fun.
Dave Lane, though.
Not going to be pretty. I just want you to know that, okay? So when something goes horribly wrong in your life in the next, 6 months, bit drag out, you can pick any one of the five of us, okay?
Hopefully it's not as bad as being awake for 5 minutes in the middle of the
night. It's not. That may be it. Who knows? We may wake you up while you're cooking your bacon pasta. Who knows? Who knows, TC? But anyway, just, you know, as a one-time supporter of yours, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Suck it. Bye.